There we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's wonderful to see you all here on this third Sunday of Advent, the Love Sunday. And I hope that worship will be for you comforting and challenging and nurturing and all of those things that you come to worship to experience. We have several announcements today. Don't forget, first of all, don't forget the tea this afternoon. The program begins at 4, and we have a really nice program Joanna has put together that I think you will find quite meaningful. And then, of course, food afterward, which will also be quite meaningful. So please come if you can. We have one more Advent Bible study this Wednesday at 5:30 in the parlor. I'm not sure what we'll be having for dinner, but there will be something. And then we will have a study of the upcoming Sunday scripture passages. Christmas joy offering, we'll be taking that up. You can basically put it in any time between now and the end of the year. And there is a flyer here that gives more information. It's different than last week's. Gives more information about what the Christmas joy offering supports. While I'm on the Christmas theme, for Christmas Eve this year, the session decided to go with one service because Christmas Eve is on Sunday. And we chose the morning service, the 11 o'clock service. So our Christmas Eve service will be 11 o'clock a week from today. And there will be no evening service. So please come and enjoy the sights and sounds of Christmas Eve. And then for New Year's Eve, we are planning a special service again. This time we're going to combine with Crescent Springs Presbyterian to hold a joint service. Their musicians are coming. Our musicians will be here. Carol Ferguson, who is their minister, and I are going to tag team the sermon, and I think it will be an enjoyable time for all of us. Please note that it is at 10:30, not 11 o'clock, because they meet at 10, we meet at 11, so we split the difference. And finally, a tree must come down. The tree on the back patio is in the process of dying, and it's got a lot of dead parts to it already, and so the session decided it was a good idea to take it down before it takes down either one of us or part of the building. And so Bill has had tree services come out, and we got several bids, but the one we went with is a cost of about $1,600. It's going to be sometime the last week of January or the first week of February. If you want to contribute, you can put a check in the offering plate, or you can talk to Matt or Bill. And if you put a check in the offering plate, just mark it tree removal. Are there any other announcements that we need to make today? So now let us begin with the lighting of the Advent candle. We light this candle as a symbol of God's love for us and our love for one another.
The Lord rejoices over us with gladness and renews us with love. God brings glory to us with singing and turns our shame to praise.
Let us pray. Merciful God, you come into our midst longing for communion with us, becoming one with. Break our resistance to life with you, show us the path to just relations, and bring us into your unimaginable peace. We pray this in the name of Christ, who taught us to pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Stand and let us, if you're able, and let us sing together, Lift Up Your Heads, in page 8 in the Big Blue.
I do have one more announcement that I forgot about while I was doing the announcements. We are in the process of, the nominating committee is in the process of asking folks to serve on session and deacons. And we, at this point, need one deacon and one session member, one person to serve session. So if you feel so called to serve in one of those capacities, please talk to Joe Shade or Erica Berry, and please prayerfully consider this, because particularly elders, we cannot continue as a church unless we have a full complement of elders. So, having said that, let us turn to God and make our confession of sin and seek forgiveness. Let us pray. Faithful God, you have sent us prophets, but we have not listened. We have turned away from you and each other, tending to our own ways rather than making way for your reign. We have chosen silence rather than proclamation. Forgive us, we pray, and renew your covenant within us. Help us to be witnesses to the renewal of your creation. And now, in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own personal prayers of confession. Amen. In the name of the one God who lives and moves among us, we are all forgiven. God has taken away all judgments against us. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you.
Friends, as God has forgiven us in Christ, let us forgive one another. The grace and the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Let us pass the peace to one another.
John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire."
Yeah.